The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, my name is Nancy Casey, and I am a word nerd. I like to look up words in my American Heritage Dictionary, see the words for the definitions, what the earlier forms of the word were, and the many other words to which a word is related. The dictionary has the heft and thin, crinkly pages of a wisdom book, but, like all wisdom books, it was written by humans, most of them white males. So when deep wisdom seems to rise out of it, you're really pulling the wisdom from your own experience. You can go to just about any dictionary and find truth, that which conforms to fact, actuality, or logic. Truth is allied with soul-warming words like integrity, honesty, steadfast, and loyal. Truth has been trouth, troth, truth, and truthe. It's related to the trust behind truces and what you must hide to enjoy a tryst. Truth, like its cousin, the tree, is upright, solid, and firm as the wood in a tray or a trough. In the Greek root dendro, the tree's T comes through as a D and passes us the truth of the trees in philodendron, dendrochronology, and the form of all the dendritic dendrites in your nervous system. You might hope to find truth deep in the heart of altruism, but it ain't there. Altruism is just one of the many ways of relating to the other, the another. The word squeezed into English from the old French altrui. Others can be aliens, as when the alarm alerts of alligators. When the other is ulterior, the utmost alternate with an alias and an alibi, one altercates and adulterates or else. In other words, altruism seems to fade out pretty quickly in the dictionary. Outre and you're out of here. Yet there is morphylaxis. Lobsters do it. A means of regeneration in which a structural reorganization transforms one body part to another. A sort of internal altruism, probably after the original body part was lost in a fight. What's the opposite of altruism? Hatred? It looks like hatred, animosity, violent dislike, is at least 50% sadness. Hatred comes from a reconstructed Indo-European root, kad, believed to have meant both hatred and sorrow. From kad, we get hatred, hate, heinous, but also epicedium, which is a funeral hymn, a dirge. Also related to hatred is acedia, a condition of depression and spiritual torpor. Torpor, you ask? It's from the Latin, torpere, to be stiff. See also, torpedo. I guess you could say that with hatred, things go in backwards alphabetical order. First the heinous hate, soon an epicedium, followed by acedia. But depression leads to irritability, and if that causes something heinous, well, it all starts up again and goes backwards. There you have it. Today's wisdom from the dictionary. The truth about altruism is that you don't have to be kind, but when you're not, it can make you sad. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.